Hey guys, it's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, with another week's episode of Journaling the Process, where I keep it realer than real while sharing with you my journey as I make it to the top by identifying my purpose and speaking my truth. Because guess what? I only have one life to live. I hope that my journey inspires you to take inventory of your life and motivates you to start your own. Let's get it. All right, guys, so let's get into it. So this week's episode, I decided to title it The Week of My Awakening. Yeah, that's right, The Week of My Awakening. So some of you may be a little bit confused as to what is it that I'm talking about. As far as my awakening, like if I was asleep or whatnot, to some degree I was in a certain way. I'm going to elaborate a little bit later on that, but I basically had some serious aha moments where the universe, God, the higher power, whatever you decide to name it or label it, really came through for your girl and was presenting signs left, right, and center, just guiding me and clarifying and reassuring me that at the end of the day, I'm really on the right path, point blank, period, the end. So to back up a little bit, for those of you that are new to my show, if this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you that are my regulars, you guys know I always say I have mad love for you because I do appreciate the support where you come back week after week just to listen in on what I'm talking about, on what I'm going through. And I really hope that at the end of the day, my journey, my process can really shed some light to help you all as well. So with that being said, let's get into it. So this week's episode, again, the week of my awakening, was literally a week of awakening. I'm a type of person that, where do I want to start this? Because this is going to be something where I'm probably going to go really deep, but I want to make sure I stay on track and don't divert too much. I basically grew up going to church. Let's just start off there. I basically grew up going to church every Sunday, okay? I would say probably 9 out of 10 times, just to be honest. Not every single Sunday, but I grew up in the church. I went to church, I went to Sunday school, and, you know, it was just one of those things that I was accustomed to do. I knew that there was a God. I believe in God. I just didn't know if I believed in the way that the church was teaching us how to believe in him, if that kind of makes any sense. But anyhow, as I got older, I just kind of like didn't really feel that the way the teachings of the church was done resonated with me or fell in alignment with how I perceive God to be. But I was always still that spiritual person. So that's where I want to get to. I've always been that spiritual person. I've always believed that there is a God, that there is a higher power, that basically he is the creator of everything, okay? But as I got older, I was less in the church environment as far as attending church service or whatnot. I'm basically raised as a Christian, but over the last few years, I felt that I wasn't really in tune with that whole Christianity teaching, and it just didn't resonate with me, just to be quite honest. Like, it wasn't something that resonated with me, and I wasn't really that girl that would pick up my Bible and read it and pray and do all that kind of stuff, right? I was just like, no, kind of pass on it. I'm just going to be honest. I'm just keeping it 100 here with you guys. But as I got older and I realized that, hey, you know, I still believe in God. I do know that there's a God that does exist, that there's a higher power. But at the same time, I'm more of a spiritual being. I believe in the law of attraction. So this is when I start to get introduced to like the law of attraction, manifestation, and all that good stuff. And I would read these things. I would read these books. I would listen to these audios. I would watch videos on YouTube of all these motivational speakers and the whole shebang, like the whole nine yards. I've consumed a lot of content regarding self-help, self-development, finding your purpose, you know, understanding your why, what your mission is, identifying your gift, all the stuff that we hear like day in and day out. If you're that type of person that's really trying to identify with who you are and what your life purpose is. And I want to say over the last year to 2 years, I find that I've been hounding in more and more on really discovering who I am and really want to put a clear understanding as to what my purpose is. So I started leaning more towards prayer. I started leaning more towards more self-help books like Think and Grow Rich, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, Girl Code, You Are a Badass. Like, I started reading these books, and like a lot of the common similarities in all these books is literally just finding yourself, finding what makes you happy, and usually that comes down to your personal inner gift. You know, it's something that basically sets you on fire. It doesn't feel like work. It just comes so natural to you. But for me, that was just so vague. I needed to understand in depth more of what it is that my purpose is to serve, like what it is that I'm put on this earth to do for the rest of the world. Because you always hear, like, from these coaches or motivational speakers or whatnot, they always talk about, you know, at the end of the day, your gift is not really about making money or whatnot. Like, yes, that is part of it because you do need to survive. But at the end of the day, your gift should, like, the underlining of your gift has to do with serving other people, which really resonated with me, which really makes sense to me, because at the end of the day, I'm a people person. I enjoy helping other people. I feel like in this day and age, people are like to themselves when it comes to certain information they don't like to share. I feel like now it's getting a little bit easier and a little bit better because we have more resources such as the internet and whatnot. But there's a lot of people out there, like when they find certain information or get clues on certain things, like they don't like to share with other people, which is unfortunate. But me, on the other hand, I'm the type of person that I like to share. I like to help out other people. Because at the end of the day, we're all struggling just trying to put meaning to our life and identify like why we're put on this earth. So, which leads me to my week. You know, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of backstory as to what kind of led up to this week. And I've basically just been trying to identify again my purpose and praying to God and asking Him for signs and just really in depth, like signs that I will for sure understand that is clear as day, that will probably seem as a coincidence, but at the end of the day, I know it's not. And He showed up and showed out on the daily. And when I mean show up and show out on the daily, I'm going to go into details as to what that looked like for me this week. So it started off literally by me listening to the podcast by Oprah Winfrey. So I'm the type of person, like I said, I'm a very spiritual person. And for me to kind of still pursue this journey that I'm on, I have to tap into people that are spiritual like myself. And also motivational, right? To get my ass to work, to get me moving and doing things. So what that looks like for me as far as a combination, or if you want to say as the type of recipe, what that looks like is the Oprah Winfrey podcast, as well as the Steve Harvey podcast, because they both talk about God, spirituality, belief, faith, and whatnot. So I resonate with those two when I'm looking for more of a spiritual clarification as far as guidance and whatnot. Now, when I'm looking for full-blown motivation, strategy, what's happening on the market, different things to do, how to be creative, I would more lean towards Gary Vee for his type of content. So I kind of have a melting pot of all three, which is what's been guiding me up to this point and what's really been helping me out in really directing my brand of I Am Not My 9-to-5. So with that being said, I was listening to the podcast
where she was doing a series on this book by Urquhart Tolle. What is the name of the book? It's by Urquhart Tolle. It's called A New Life. I believe it's A New Life. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it's A New Life. I'm going to double check here. I'm actually literally on my computer. I'm going to double check to let you guys know. So bear with me, guys. Like, this is live. I'm not even going to edit this because I'm just going to keep it all the way 100. But yes, I'm just checking here on Amazon because as I was listening to the podcast, I'm like, I literally need to order this book, which I did. Yeah. Okay. So it's called A New Earth. My bad. It's called A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. Like, come on. It's just amazing. So if you guys have read this book, you're probably going to be able to identify with what I'm talking about and certain clues that the universe has been sending you. If not, and you guys are looking for some type of aha moment, some kind of spiritual confirmation, or even guidance on what you need to be doing to identify what your life purpose is, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you purchase this book. It will literally shift your mind. It would literally open you up to a whole new way of living and being and just being present in your life. Okay. So back to this whole podcast series. So I was basically listening to the series initially a few weeks back. What drew my attention was chapter 4 or 5. I was listening to that one episode, but something in me just kept pulling me back and saying, no, you need to go from the very beginning and listen to the chapter 1, 2, 3, and so on. So up until this point, I've gotten up to chapter 4. There's a few more chapters left in the book as far as the series, but this week alone, I've been able to consume chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4 that has really shed a light in my life and really helped me awaken to my inner self and identify what that voice is within me that tells me that I'm not good enough, that makes me second guess myself, that makes me have doubts, that puts fear within me, that makes me compare myself to other people, that makes me feel like shit, that makes me feel like just fuck all this, I don't want to do this anymore, that makes me feel like I want to give up, that makes me feel like I want to throw the towel in, that makes me feel like I just want to rip up my notes and just like, just fuck it all, right? So that feeling, those emotions, all that stuff that I just said is my ego. Guys, it's my ego and it's your ego too. We're all trapped at the end of the day, from my understanding, from going through these 4 chapters while she breaks down the chapter by chapter by chapter and the understanding of whatever each chapter is identifying with. It basically talks about literally the whole book, your ego. That is what's holding me back. That is probably what's holding you back as well. I kid you not. So for a very long time, I have been trying to identify or at least put a name or a label on that feeling, on that emotion, on that second guessing myself, on that just throwing the towel in. And it's your ego. It's so crazy. Like, I can't even like really fully explain it myself at this moment in time because I'm still learning how to identify it. And I'm still learning how to call it out so I'm aware that it's present so that I can actually proceed and do what I need to do and not allow that to hinder my progress or any actions that I have planned for the day or within the near future for myself. So again, I'm going to say this. That second guess feeling that you have, those doubts, those fears, that little voice in your head that says you're not good enough, that is your ego talking. The goal for me, and I hope you can do the same as well, by me sharing this piece of information, which is like a gem, because I wish if I had this information a year, 2 years, 3 years ago, it would have really helped me a lot. But at the end of the day, you know what? Just speaking that out, everything happens for a reason. So I'm going to let it be. But the fact that I was able to discover that term and identify it by my ego, I've been more conscious and more present to call it out and not act on it. So to literally identify what my week was like, I took down notes because I wanted to share with you guys in detail of how my ego showed up, as well as God and the universe showing up for me to confirm that A, I'm on the right track. A, I'm on the right track. B, I need to have faith and trust everything that's within me. And C, that everything that has transpired over this week is me going through an awakened process within myself to allow my true self to shine and to dim the light of my ego, if that makes any sense to you guys. Okay? So this all starts off with Monday. I literally started off my day going to work. So my routine, usually I wake up. I try to at least say my prayer in the morning. If not, I do it at work or on the bus. I'm not consistent every single day, but I like to say my prayer, which is Psalm 27. If not for sure, I'm definitely listening to a Steve Harvey podcast to get me pumped, to get me motivated, to get my ass to work and do what I need to do. Okay. So it's been almost like I work in a sales environment. It's been almost 2 weeks since I've had a sale. I've been super stressed. I'm personally going through some stuff in my life right now, you know, but at the end of the day, like, I wasn't able to fully focus and be present to make a sale. And that's basically unheard of, because at the end of the day, from since I've been working, I've literally been hitting commission consistently week after week. So obviously I have a lot on my mind and I'm not able to focus. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting aggravated, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not just working a 9-to-5 to get my base salary. That doesn't cut it for me. So for some people, it might work. But hey, for your girl, it doesn't work. So for me, I need to get my base salary plus my commission. That's why I'm there, for both. So I literally was getting frustrated, getting angry. And I felt, again, that ego coming into play, where it was like, I just wanted to walk out. So rather than doing that, being impulsive and letting my ego take over, I decided, okay, get up, go to the bathroom, stand in the bathroom stall. Literally, I kid you not, this is what I did. And I've done this a few times before. I literally sat in the bathroom stall, door closed, and just stood still for a minute. And I remember by listening to the Oprah podcast with Eckhart Tolle, and they talk about energy, and literally by being still and being present, you can literally, if you put your hands out, just be still. You can feel the energy within your hands, being present, feeling the circulation go through your hands. And I was using that as a meditation process at the same time, just to calm my nerves. And while I was doing all that, I was just saying a prayer within my head, like, God, if I'm meant to be here, if I'm meant to keep this job, if I'm meant to stay at this job, send me a sign that's loud and clear that I will understand. And I would just know that, hey, this is just a wave that I'm going through. You know, I'll be able to make it out. Everything will be fine. And just go back to your desk and do what you need to do. So I said my prayer. I felt a little bit more relieved, you know. And I walked out the bathroom and down the aisle, headed towards my desk. And literally, before I can even sit down at my desk, my manager shouted out, hey, you just got a sale. And I was just like, what? She's like, yeah, you literally just got a sale. And I kid you not, guys, before I even sat my ass down on my chair, I said, damn, God, that was quick. That was fast. Thank you. Like, I was so grateful and so appreciative that I was like, okay, I get it. Wow. Like, it works, guys. Prayer works. Speaking things into existence and asking for what you want is really powerful. If you be present and give your all to it, and God would deliver, and he delivered pretty quick, because he probably knew I was literally on the verge of just like saying kudos, you know. But hey, I can't always do that too, because I have a family, I have kids to take care of, you know. I can't just let my husband carry the weight. So that would have been a selfish act, and I'm so happy that I didn't do that at the end of the day. But I just want to show you guys, like, if you're praying, if you're really praying and you're asking God to show you a sign, you have to be really clear in what you're praying for, what you're asking for, and he will deliver. He would really deliver, and he delivered for me very quickly. So that was just Monday, guys. I still have the rest of the week to go, right? That was just Monday. So went home. Everything was pretty much chill at the end of the day. You know, I had a pretty much decent day. Now, going into Tuesday, somehow, I'm at work again, feeling a little bit frustrated, and I started having thoughts in my head. That's the thing. Like, when you're sitting down at a desk and you're just doing your job, you have a lot of like you time, and a lot of thoughts cross your mind, and a lot of thinking can happen because you're like kind of doing a robotic thing. You know, sometimes I find myself getting to a groove where I'm so used to what I'm saying that I could basically probably say it in my sleep, you know? So my mind was wondering a little bit as I'm working, and I'm just like, God, I know I have this power to manifest certain things in my life. Like, I've done it before time and time again. I'm like, and I started questioning myself. I'm like, do I still have that power to manifest? Do I still have that power to attract what I want in my life? And again, ego, doubt, fear, second guessing myself. My ego's coming in, right? And God shut that baby down real quick, because I kid you not, guys, within a matter of 10 to 15 minutes, the lead that I had to call, the company name literally had manifesting in it. I kid you not. So I literally said this out to myself, asking God if I still have the ability to manifest what I want into my life, because I know I have the gift of manifestation, but certain times I doubt it. I'm still learning how to tap into it, how I can work it more into my life and whatnot. But again, I had a moment where I felt like I was having a bad week, nothing was going right. And again, ego kicking in, fear, doubt. I just literally had asked God, I'm like, do I still have it? And then within 10 to 15 minutes, he showed up, he shut it down. He was like, okay, you're really going to do this again? Like, you're really testing me again? You're really going to ask me this question again? Okay, let me just show you what I got. Let me just show you what I'm working with. And he showed up, and the lead popped up on my screen, and the company name had manifesting in it. I kid you not, that is my word. I swear on everything. Like, it was like an aha moment again. I'm like, okay, God, I got it. It's cool. I get it. I understand. You're delivering left, right, and center, and you're doing it very quick, as a matter of fact, you know? So that wasn't another reassuring thing for me. But the grand scale of things, guys, like the really big, 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 big one was on Wednesday. That was February 27th, Wednesday, 2019. So February 27th, 2019, I literally felt like all the other things that happened Monday and Tuesday was leading up to this point. I want to basically say, for the record, I felt finally present with myself, and I finally felt awakened. Now, let me explain how I came to that conclusion, but I want to first outline what my day started off as, okay? So my day basically started off as me recording my morning check-in. So if you guys go back to a few episodes, I basically let you guys know that on my Instagram page, I like to do this thing called morning check-in. a night check-in where I literally give you a snippet of my day, of my night, or like a motivational quote or something that I'm going through or an opinion. I also started this thing called style check Thursday, where I'm giving you a tip on your personal style. So I'm basically talking in an audio format and giving different tips, different suggestions, things that I'm learning along the way, quotes that may possibly help you, that have helped me, just basically pouring into you guys, sharing with you guys, hoping that you can grab something from it to help you get to where you're trying to get to as well, right? Because at the end of the day, sharing is caring. So yeah, I basically woke up that morning, my regular morning routine, like I told you, I tend to listen to the Steve Harvey podcast as a form of motivation for me, just to get me going and whatnot, right? And prior to me listening to the Steve Harvey podcast, so when I listen to it, I always catch the episode that was aired the day before. So I'm always a day behind, okay? So I didn't listen to his episode as yet that he aired the day before. I just recorded my morning check-in for my Instagram post that morning, okay? And what I spoke about that morning for my Instagram post was talking about gratitude, and that I literally would write three things that I'm grateful for that day and come back and share it with my following, my tribe, my community for my night check-in, okay? So this was all done prior to listening to the Steve Harvey podcast. Now, I did my morning check-in, posted it on Instagram, hop into the shower, got dressed, and as I'm doing my makeup and getting myself ready, I started to play the Steve Harvey podcast, right? The episode that I didn't listen to the day before. So I'm listening to it now. And literally within like a minute, he starts talking about gratitude. And he starts talking about that he literally has written down 30 plus things that he has been grateful for that morning. And I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, what is happening here? I'm like, is this a coincidence? I'm like, is this a joke? Like, I just posted less than, 20, 25 minutes ago about writing three things down by the end of the day that I'm grateful for in my gratitude journal that I'm going to share with my following, with my community. And then shortly after that, I'm listening to a podcast episode by Steve Harvey, and he's sharing the exact same thing on the exact same day. I'm like, no, this is not a coincidence. This is just like God showing up and telling me that I need to keep doing this, because I have been slipping, not being consistent with writing in my gratitude journal. And a lot of the people that I follow or listen to that are successful, they do have a journal that they write notes on as far as what they're grateful for. And I basically want to follow that act in doing the same to achieve the form of greatness and success that I know I have in front of me and ahead of me, right? So that already was a little bit of like, okay, an aha moment again, where we were both in tune doing the exact same thing around the exact same time. Now, following that day, again, now keep in mind, I'm still listening to the Oprah Winfrey podcast with the series of A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life Purpose. So at this point, I think I'm at like chapter 2 or 3, but I'm in between one of those chapters. And sorry, you guys, I'm just having a moment because I'm just recalling it as it's happening again in my mind. But I'm literally on my way back from work. So I finished work. I went to work, right? I went to work, did my shift, da da da. I'm finishing work now. It's Wednesday. I have to go pick up my youngest from daycare. So I'm literally taking the bus back home because I like to leave my car at a parking station because I don't like to bring it in the city because I work downtown and it's super busy and expensive for parking. So I try to avoid all that by just taking the bus into the city. So I'm literally on the bus. And I'm literally on the bus and we're merging onto the bridge. So it's like I literally have to pass this bridge every single morning back and forth to go to work and to leave to go into the city and to come back home, right? To go back and forth. So I have to cross this bridge. And as I'm crossing the bridge on the bus, it's literally like 4:44. Okay? That number, 4:44. It's literally 4:44. Now, I've been seeing a lot of double-digit numbers and triple-digit numbers and quadruple-digit numbers lately. For example, 444, 333, 222, 1111. Like you hear 1111, make a wish, that type of stuff, right? And I'm just like, okay, I've been feeling and seeing all these different signs and stuff that God, the universe, has been sending me over the last few days. Now I'm seeing 444. I've been listening to the podcast or talking about energy and being still and being present to what's happening to you, to your surroundings. And I'm seeing like the sunset, guys, because it's like around 4:44. So the sun is slowly starting to set. It's turning like that orangey color. And then I'm like literally crossing the bridge with the water beneath me. And like, I'm just feeling the energy from everything. And I'm just like having this moment where I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? What am I feeling? I can't even put it into words. It's just like a whole ball of energy just going through me, and I'm just processing and observing everything around me. It was just like they said, it was an awakening. It was just an awakening. And I'm like, why am I feeling this? Like, what is all this? What does this mean? And the fact that the numbers 444 appeared, I'm like, no, this is not a coincidence. I need to Google this. I need to look this up. I need to see what this means, right? So I literally pull up my phone, go onto Google. I type in Google, what does 444 mean? And I stumbled upon a few articles, but the one that really resonated with me is the following. So I'm literally reading this as I'm speaking to you guys because I want to make sure I don't miss out anything. And I'm very detailed as to what it is I'm saying. So this person had wrote this article on November 11, 2016, and it's under Willow Soul. And the name of the article is 5 Reasons Why You Are Seeing 444 and the Meaning of It. Okay, so before I go into that, I don't know if you guys know, probably do, but Jay-Z also has an album titled 444. And my sister told me, because I didn't really know this, but my sister told me that one of my sisters told me that literally the whole concept of the 444 album and the song came to him while he was recording in the studio. He fell asleep, and the moment that he woke up out of his sleep, it was 444, and that's how you basically titled the album and the song or whatnot. So there's a strong meaning to this 444, okay? So what it says on this article, there's 5 meanings to 444. The first, that you are on the path of awakening. The second, that you are fully supported in your life journey. The third, you are on the right path, just trust. The fourth, you are in harmony with the universe. And the fifth, listen to your intuition. Guys, everything that it's saying is how I've been feeling internally, as well as partially reflecting in my journal. Because that same day in my journal, that same day, which was a Wednesday, so it was February 27, that Wednesday, one of the three things that I mentioned in my journal that I was grateful for being in tune with my intuition. And that's exactly what it said as the 5 meanings behind 444. So I'm not going to go into full details of the breakdowns of the meaning for every single one of them, but just to give you an idea of what it's saying. So for the first one, it literally says, when you see 444, it's a sign to let you know that you're on the path of spiritual awakening, which is what I've been saying, guys. I feel like I've been awakened. I feel like my spirit has been awakened and present to what's happening. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But hey, I'm going to still go. I'm going to keep going. Bear with me, guys. Be patient. Like, just bear with me. I'm going to keep going. So you have become more aware of the spirit within you as you are feeling the subtle energies of the universe. Like I said, I'm on the water, the sun is going down, I'm feeling all this energy, guys. The more you start learning about this new path, the more you want to discover who you really are, and it's so true. The more I'm understanding what this whole awakening is, the more I'm really trying to get to the core of who I really am. Not my name, not the fact I'm a mother, not the fact that I'm married, not the fact that I have kids. Like, who am I at my core, at my, the essence of my true self, right? So again, it states the following. Are you suddenly more interested in the spiritual nature of things? Are you into spiritual books and people? Again, the podcast that I was listening to was in book format. People, it was Oprah and the author sitting down having the conversation about the book. Eckhart Tolle. Spiritual people, Steve Harvey and Oprah in the podcast that I listened to. Like, it's all connecting. All the dots are connecting. The number 444 is here to tell that you're awakening and you're on the right track of entering another dimension on a higher spiritual plane. Like, what the fuck, guys? Like, I don't even know if you guys understand the depth of what's happening. Like, I never thought in a million years that I would feel this way. I've always known I've been a little bit different. I've always known I've been in tuned to a certain extent spiritually. But to the point of how this article is being written, and I really feel like I can identify with it, it's a little freaky, but it's also exciting at the same time. It's like I'm starting to explore a different part of me. Like, my true self is finally starting to arise and come out, and I'm so happy for it. And another important thing that it highlights when seeing 444 is that your angels. So I also believe that we all have guardian angels, and sometimes we tune them out, you know, but this is just reconfirming that we have guardian angels and they're here to help us. So the second point that it makes is you are fully supported in your journey. Okay. The angels want you to know that they are close by to assist you in your life journey because you have free will. They cannot interfere in your life until you give them permission. Like, do you guys hear that? Because you have free will, they cannot interfere in your life until you give them permission. And I literally said, I give my angels permission to enter my life. I literally spoke that out there into existence. So all you have to do is ask them for help and guidance, and they will be ready to help you, which is what I did. Talk to them as you would chat with a friend. Talk to them as you would chat with a friend and ask questions about anything and everything that matters to you. Remember that angels love you unconditionally and want to help you, but they can't interfere unless you ask for their help, guys. I don't know if you're blown away by this point. I'm blown away again by just reabsorbing all of this. I barely have words to speak, but it's my truth. I'm being honest, and I'm just hoping that me pouring this into you guys, that it's helping someone. I really hope that me pouring into you guys like this is helping someone awaken and have that aha moment like I've been able to experience this week, because it's a beautiful feeling and it's great to finally feel that you're not stuck and make sense out of certain things that are happening. Now, keep in mind, I'm Googling this on my commute back home, right? So I finally get to the parking lot now and I'm getting off the bus, walking towards my car. My eye looks up into the sky for whatever reason. Then I realize I'm seeing a rainbow. Guys, it hasn't even been raining. It's winter time. It's freezing. Like, why is there a rainbow in the sky? I don't even know if it's possible to have rainbows if it's not raining and it's winter. Like, I don't even know. I could be wrong. Hey, but it was just so odd for me to see now a rainbow in the sky after I've seen all this happen? Again, the universe showing me signs, like just leading me on this path that everything is happening for a reason. Absorb it and be present and appreciative and that it's happening. And I can't even explain how grateful I am to observe all of that and be present for it. So that literally was my Wednesday. Like when I say I was awakened on Wednesday, I was awakened on Wednesday. Thursday, I don't really recall too much what my Thursday looked like. It was more of a mellow type of day, but my Friday was off the chain because the universe and God came through again for your girl. I hope you guys are really enjoying this as much as I'm recording this, because I'm having so much fun sharing this and hoping that you guys really can get present with yourself. Just pray to God, pray to the Most High, whatever you believe in, to have certain things present itself so that you can get guided on what you need to do, on what your gift is, on what your purpose is, because it really does work. Like, I never thought I would have been that girl on the bus praying in the morning, talking to God, like reading a Bible, writing down notes. Like it's just, I never thought that was me. If someone told me, hey, 5 years ago that I would be sitting on the bus reading a Bible in the morning, or carrying my Bible in my purse, or speaking to God consistently on a regular basis and writing down things that I'm grateful for, I would have been like, what? Me? No, there's no way. But hey, there's always room for improvement. There's always room for change. And I know at the end of the day, I was put on this earth to do something great, to leave a legacy, to build something. And most importantly, to do that, I need to share my journey. And I want to do that by helping other people discover theirs. So if God is putting this in my heart, or putting these signs in front of me to go through it, to learn and get to where I want to be while also helping others, then damn well, I'm going to do that. And I'm more than happy to share. And that's the honest truth. That's just me keeping it 100 with you guys, like I always do. No strings attached. It is what it is. All right. So my last day, Friday, the end of the week, this is what happened. And I'm going to wrap it up, guys, because I know you've been listening for a while. But Friday, it was literally towards the end of the day. Keep in mind, I only had that one sale from Monday. Didn't have no other sales throughout the week. Again, I'm feeling a little bit discouraged. I'm in my feelings. The ego's kicking in, talking all this jibber jabber and this all the shit that, you know, this and this and that. So maybe that was just luck that happened on Monday. Just getting into my head. I'm like, and I was calling it out. I'm like, ego, get out of here. Literally calling it out. Ego, get out of here. Stop talking to me. Like, this is not cool. Like, what you're saying is not the truth. Da da da. And tell me what happens. I turn my head. I'm looking out the window. I see my dream car across the street. So for those of you that don't know what my dream car is, if you follow me on Instagram, you would definitely know what it was. It's the Mercedes G-Wagon, the beautiful truck, my baby, future car, future truck. It's coming. I'm going to manifest that. Watch. But anyhow, God showed up, because me personally, I like sitting at the window at work. I particularly asked for that window seat for me to see that car. So I like to sit down on my desk and look out the window every once in a while. And literally in my agenda or my planner, whatever you want to call it, I would write down throughout the week how many times I see my truck. I'm manifesting my truck. I kid you not. I write down how much times I see the truck. Initially, it was just how many times, but now I'm starting to write like how many times I see the truck, what time I see the truck, what color is the truck that I'm seeing. Like, that deep, guys. Like, your girl's not playing. I'm not fucking around. Like, that truck is going to be mine. So I was getting a little discouraged for a minute. I'm like, hey, I haven't seen my truck in a couple of days, almost a week now. Like, what's going on? I'm not seeing it. Where are you at? And I'm going through my feelings of feeling, you know, not worthy, not liking to be at work and whatnot. And I look out the window, see my truck just sitting there in traffic. Literally, it's in traffic. It was 1:20 p.m. in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. And the truck was there. And guess what? So that was already the confirmation that I know, okay, my truck. I saw it again. We're back on track. I'm able to manifest my truck, right? Okay, manifest like I was talking before. I had doubted myself that I still have the ability to manifest. God showed me, hey, you were able to do it. So it was there. Stuck in traffic. So now there's two lanes, okay? There's a one-way going down and a one-way going up. Now, the one-way going down is where the truck was positioned. It was 1:20 when I saw the truck. Now, I'm still looking outside. It's 1:22. In the opposite direction from the truck, I'm seeing my current car that I'm driving right now. I drive a Nissan Sentra. It's a 2007, okay? So 2007, great Nissan Sentra. Tell me how, at 1:22, on the left side, one way going down, is my black matte G-Wagon truck. And on the one way going up is my current Nissan Sentra car. Now, they're both parallel to each other on the opposite side of the road. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I was just like, what the hell is this? I literally like stopped what I was doing and was watching outside, probably looking out the window for a good 30 seconds before I really like snapped out of it. And I'm like, God, like, you're really showing off today. Like, you're really showing up and showing out to like what? Guys, when I say I was blown away, I was blown away because I received the message instantly. And the way I interpret what was happening was the following. God was showing me not any other gray Nissan, not any other Nissan Sentra, like my color current car that I'm driving, a gray Nissan Sentra, same year, same model, parallel to my future car, showing me that, hey, this may be your present, which is the gray car that I'm driving now. But your future is right around the corner, which is why it was in parallel with the black Mercedes G-Wagon. If you guys are not feeling me right now, like, I don't know what else to say. Like, your girl is... when I tell you I'm all in my feelings and I'm smiling and I'm so happy that that moment happened for me, that I will never forget as a reconfirmation of what I already knew, I was just like, okay, God, I fully have been awakened, and whatever else you want to send my way, let me do your work. I literally prayed. I said, God, lead my steps. Show me what you want me to do, clear as day, as how you've been showing me this whole week. So I'm literally studying, reading, researching, putting down on paper what comes to me, and asking God to direct me on what to do next. Point blank, period, the end. Guys, I don't know if you've understood anything that I said, but at the end of the day, I want to say this. You have everything within you if you're just present and you allow yourself to be awakened. I'm telling you. Like, I never thought what happened to me this whole week would have ever happened to me. Not in a million years. Like, when I tell you to, like, I used to say bet on yourself. I'm going to be honest. I used to say bet on yourself. And I said it with some form of confidence. I'm not going to lie. I said it with some form of confidence. But when I say it now, you have everything within you in your surrounding. If you just be present and observe and ask the universe, ask God to show you or put people or things in position for you to grab it, understand it, so it can make sense to you, you're well on your way. I'm telling you, it's happening to me. I'm still trying to figure shit out. Like, don't get it twisted. Just because all this has happened to me doesn't mean I figured out everything. But it allowed me to be open. And it allowed me to put my ego more to the side and let my true self come out and be the true me. Like, at the end of the day, we're all uniquely and wonderfully made. And on that note, I'm going to end it with this. I was listening to another podcast by Steve Harvey earlier this week. And he mentioned one thing about how we all try to compare ourselves, again, not thinking we're good enough, and this, that, and the third. And he said, hey, at the end of the day, is there anyone else out there that you know? He didn't really word it this way, but I'm going to word it in my own way for you guys to understand it and catch this message here. Is at the end of the day, do you guys know any other person out there that has the same fingerprint as you? Sit on that for a minute. Think. Is there any two people in this world that have the exact same fingerprint? Not to my understanding. It doesn't exist. And there's so many people out there in this world, and no two people have the same fingerprint. Come on, guys. That is your confirmation that you are uniquely and wonderfully made, and you have everything in your power to be your true self. That's it, guys. Thank you for listening. I know this episode was extremely long, but I had to share with you guys. It was a pleasure touching base with you guys. It was a pleasure pouring into you my week of what I went through, of my awakening. And please, 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 if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, if you want to talk to me in depth or go into more details of what it is that I experienced, or you want help or guidance, I'm more than happy to help you. Trust me. I don't know everything. I'm still learning, but I'm more than happy to share with you what I've learned. Like, I couldn't really go into detail of every single thing leading up prior to this week. But if you guys want to talk to me, the best thing to do, I kid you not, is to go follow me on Instagram. I'm very active there. Using the handle, I am not my 9 to 5. Send me a DM. Like, just point blank, send me a DM. Say, hey, I listened to your podcast. It really resonated with me. And da 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 da. Whatever question you have, I will respond back. I'm telling you, I will respond back. Because I know how it feels when you're looking for clarity, you're looking for a message, you're looking for a sign, and you don't really have anyone to turn to. So I would be that person that you can turn to for that help if that's what you guys are looking for. So again, make sure to follow me on Instagram using the handle I am not my 9 to 5. Please, guys, make sure to subscribe to the channel. Also, leave a review. I really appreciate it that you guys listen in week after week. If you're new to the channel, if you're new to the show, thank you so much for listening. But please make sure to come back. Also, subscribe and share this episode, guys. Like, this episode, I really went in. And I'm sure if you enjoyed it, there's definitely someone else that would be able to receive the message and enjoy it as well. Thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.